Greetings and welcome to another installment of Dev Nuggets. In this Dev Nugget, I'm going to demonstrate how you can take advantage of the UI widgets in jQuery UI to spice up the user interface of your ASP.NET application. Before we jump into the project that I've got open here in Visual Studio 2008, let's take a look at the jQuery UI website. And I'll show you where you can download and view demos of the jQuery UI widgets. So if we look at the demos and documentation link here, we can see that there are examples of all of the various widgets that are available. We're going to take a specific look at the accordion widget, which allows you to expand and contract different sections of your page, as well as the tabs widget, which allows you to have a nice tabbed interface. Now, all of the UI widgets in jQuery UI are themable, and in fact, you can select different themes that you can download for the given widgets that you're using. So I can just as quickly as this change the UI look and feel of my UI widgets. So this makes for a nice consistent UI across a number of different widgets that you can add to your site. Now the way that you get this is you can go to the download page, and on the download page you can select the components that you want to use from the jQuery UI project. So that includes the core, the various interactions, and the widgets that we'll be focusing on in this Dev Nugget. You can also select a theme that you want. So for example, I can select the Trontastic theme, which is kind of a greenish-blackish theme, kind of cool. You can select the version that you want to use, and then you can click the download link. Now, I've already downloaded a copy, so let's just jump over to Visual Studio and take a look at what we get. So I've actually pulled that down into my project here, and I've got a folder called jQuery UI Demo Download, and in it is a folder called Trontastic, which is named after the theme that I've used, and it has an index.html, which is just basically an example page of all of the samples. And if I select View in Browser, I can pull that up. And you can see Welcome to jQuery UI, and it shows the various components themed the way that the Trontastic theme makes them. There's also a folder called CSS, which has all of the CSS files for the Trontastic theme. What you can see here is I've actually dragged that into my project, so this is just identical to this CSS theme. So I just drag that over into my project directly. There's also a JS file that has the jQuery library JavaScript file, as well as the jQuery UI JavaScript for the selected components that I downloaded. Again, I just dragged that directly into my folder. Now, I have two ASP.NET files that I care about in this project. One is my default.aspx and my default.master. So I've got a master page, and the reason that I do that is so that things like the JavaScript file links and the CSS links can be consistent across any pages I want to use. So if we flip over to my default.master, what we can see here is I've got a link tag that's of type text.text/CSS, and it's pointing to CSS, Trontastic, jQuery UI, 1.7, custom.css. And that is actually going to, that file name is going to be consistent across themes. So at this point, if I wanted to change themes, if I downloaded a different theme, all I'd need to do is change this folder name, and the theme would change as this file name would remain exactly the same. So it becomes a fairly simple process to swap out themes with jQuery UI, which is pretty convenient. I've also got two script tags, one of which is pointing to the jQuery script itself, which is necessary for running jQuery UI, and then also the jQuery UI script. So both of those are being pointed to in my master page. And that means that I don't have to provide links to those in the individual pages. I've also got a content placeholder control for the head area of the page, as well as a content placeholder within the body of the master page. So now if I go back over to my default.aspx, you can see I've got two content controls that relate back to my head section and my content placeholder, and now I can actually start putting in functionality. So first let's take a look at a tabbed interface and what that looks like. And so what I'm going to do here is we'll go ahead and add a tabs div to our content placeholder here. So I'm just going to go in my toolbox, and I've got a little bit of markup in my toolbox. So I've got a div here with the ID of tabs. I've got an unordered list that has three list items, each of which has an href. Note that these have an anchor URL with a named anchor, tabs 1, tabs 2, tabs 3, and those relate back to the ID of the divs that are the actual tabs themselves. So I've got a div here with an ID of tabs 1, I've got a paragraph tab that has the content for that tab, etc. Now, in order to wire this up, it's actually pretty simple. I'm going to go grab another snippet from my toolbox, that's my tab script, and you can see this is really pretty straightforward. So I've got a script block, and then I have this $ function. And basically what this is saying is, hey jQuery, when the page is finished loading, when the DOM is completely ready to go, I want you to call what's in these brackets here. And in this case, what I'm doing is I'm saying, hey jQuery, go get me an element in my page that has the ID tabs. And when you get that, call the tabs method on it. And the tabs method is supplied by jQuery UI, and it's what enables the tabbed interface to work. So let's go ahead and save that page. Let's flip over to my Internet Explorer window here. We'll go ahead and refresh this and take a look at our UI. And what we can see here is that our UI has got this tabbed interface, and it's pretty cool. Now, what's cool about jQuery UI is because of the way that we have this set up, we can be assured that our content will still be viewable even if JavaScript is disabled. So if JavaScript is disabled, what we'll see is a div containing an unordered list with these three links here. Now, the links won't actually do anything without the jQuery UI, but all of our divs with our content will be visible one on top of the other. The UI might not be ideal from the standpoint of our look and feel, but it'll still be visible. It won't simply be inaccessible because of the lack of JavaScript. So that's kind of a nice thing. Now, let's take a look at the accordion script, or the accordion example. So we'll go ahead and get rid of our tabs UI here. What we'll do is we'll add some markup for our accordion. And what we can see here is I've got a div with the ID of accordion. Each of the divs contains an h3 with an href as the head link. That'll actually form the top of the accordion, and then a div containing the content that I want to display in that accordion section. So again, we're following a pattern that jQuery UI uses and expects in order to give it what it needs to hook into to display this UI. So you can see that's consistent throughout. Once we've got the div in place, we can go ahead and add the script to enable this. So I'll grab our accordion script here. And again, we've got just a script section, text JavaScript. We're calling the function for document ready, or essentially whenever this is ready, go ahead and call this. And again, I'm using a selector to go find the element with the ID accordion, and I'm calling accordion on it. Go ahead and save that, and then we'll jump back into our browser. Refresh the page. And we can see now that we've got an accordion UI. By default, the accordion UI requires one section at a time to be open. You can't collapse all sections by default. We can also change our script to allow all sections to be collapsed if you prefer. So let me highlight this section. Go ahead and grab another one of my snippets. And what we can see here is that when we call accordion, we can also pass in some arguments, including collapsible true. So what this basically says is when you create this accordion UI, make it possible to collapse all of the sections at once if the user prefers. So let's refresh that page. And now what we can see is if I click on the heading of an open section, I can close that section as well. Now this is pretty cool, but even cooler is that you can combine some of these widgets to make a fairly complex UI that doesn't take up a ton of space in your application. So what I'm going to show you next is we'll grab our tabs div here. And let's go ahead and make this third tab, rather than have it contain just some paragraph tags, let's go ahead and add our accordion div within that section. So basically what I've done is within one of my tabs, I now have my accordion section. And now I'm going to add a script that calls both tab and accordion. So what I'm doing here is, again, I'm calling this document ready function that the jQuery, the base jQuery library supplies. Then I'm going to go find the tabs element, and I'm going to call tabs on that element. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to bind an event called tab show, and in that event, what I want to do is call accordion on the div that I placed within that tab. So basically, what this will do is that I won't actually call accordion until I actually show one of the tabs. Let's go ahead and save that, and we'll switch back to our demo page and refresh. And now what we can see is we've got our tabbed interface. But if I switch to this third tab, now I've actually got a UI for the accordion within my tabbed interface. So I can provide access to a lot more information within a pretty straightforward UI. So that's a quick demo of jQuery UI in the context of ASP.NET. In my next DevNugget, we'll take a look at how you can use a data-bound repeater control to actually generate the UI for either the tabs or accordion controls and make a data-bound UI that takes advantage of jQuery UI.